HVAC. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil synthetics. Terms apply.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's Home Advisor. Home Advisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that Home Advisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. Home Advisor.
Ahead of the State of the Union address, President Trump has decided to speak out about several military issues. After the president said sending U.S. troops to Venezuela was an option on the table, Margaret Brennan on CBS's Face the Nation asked him if he would personally negotiate with Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro to convince him he should leave office.
Well, he has requested a meeting, and I've turned it down because we're very far along in the process. You have a young and energetic gentleman, but you have other people within that same group that have been if you talk about democracy, it's really democracy in action.
He also said he wanted to leave U.S. forces in Iraq so he could keep a close eye on Iran. He also claimed that Defense Secretary James Mattis resigned because he told him to do it. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The New England Patriots are champions of the National Football League once again.
Yes! It's still a dynasty!
The call on the Patriot Radio Network as they beat the Los Angeles Rams 13-3. For most of the game, it was a defensive struggle. The score was tied 3-3, then midway through the fourth quarter, Patriot quarterback Tom Brady took over and led the Patriots on a 67-yard drive. That ended by a 2-yard touchdown run by Sony Michel that proved to be the game-winning score. The Patriots added a field goal at the very end. New England wins their sixth Super Bowl championship. Ram fans were disappointed, but Patriot fans were ecstatic.
Oh, six, baby. Six. That's all I got to say.
Go Pats! Heck yeah! Brady number six!
President Trump may face challenges within his own party in 2020. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
Former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld plans to headline Politics and Eggs in New Hampshire in 2 weeks, a must-stop for White House hopefuls. And Maryland Governor Larry Hogan expressed interest this week to CNN.
I'm not protesting every day about every issue, but when I stand up and certainly let people know when I disagree or when I think something is going on that I don't think is right.
And an email this week by former Ohio Governor John Kasich's political group reminded supporters that many have suggested Governor Kasich should run, and he is keeping all of his options on the table. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Dr. Miola, and we are at Get Healthy Hunterdon, and have we got a show for you today. But you're dying to know what's going on with this weather forecast today. This afternoon, we've got a slight chance of snow before 1 p.m., so you got another hour before it becomes true. Then a slight chance of snow after 5 p.m., so right after or on your way home. Cloudy with a high near 37 degrees, east wind from 3 to 5 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is a low 20%, though. Tonight, snow low around 27, a light east wind increasing to 5 to 9 miles per hour. In the evening, chances of precipitation is a high of 80%. New snow accumulations of 1-2 inches possible. And then Tuesday, You're going to have snow before 10 a.m., then snow, freezing rain, and sleet between 10 and 1. Then rain, freezing rain, sleet after 1 p.m. So we're going to have a heck of a day tomorrow, Tuesday. High near 38 degrees. East wind are from 13 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 100%. So get those goulashes on and those mittens on. Little or no ice accumulation is expected, though. New snow and sleeting accommodations of 1 to 4 inches.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Dr. Miola from Nutrimos of Flemington, and you are listening to Get Healthy Hunterdon. Have we got a show for you today? So often, many of our individuals here in Hunterdon County and the surrounding area and stuff have anxiety and depression issues going on and stuff, and we have somebody who's lived through this, experienced the ways to get around it, and actually put together a wonderful book and stuff of ways that helped her and all. Let me just read a little bit about this young lady here and stuff. Her name is Clara Rodriguez, and she's a wellness advocate and entrepreneur whose integrative approach combines her training and experience on an ongoing organizational psychologist. Which is quite interesting. We're going to have to find out what that is all about. Wellness and life coach and yoga and fitness instructor. And what this allows her to do is empower and uplift women to live healthy, happy lives, overcoming her own bout with anxiety and depression. Claire delivers firsthand experience and proven techniques to guide those ready to live their best lives. So let's take a look and see what's going on here. First of all, Claire, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Wonderful and all. So you've had quite a journey on this whole program and things like that. First of all, let's find out, what is an organizational psychiatrist?
An organizational psychologist works with systems, so organizations, corporations, small groups, and facilitates team effectiveness, change management, understanding group dynamics, and how to have a team and an organization function optimally.
So that's quite a bit, that's quite a mouthful and stuff. And how did you arrive at such a profession and all? This is interesting.
Well, early in my career, I was working at a lobbyist firm in Washington, D.C., and we were growing by leaps and bounds. We went from a team of 5 to 20 in just a few months, and then it kept growing and growing. And we had someone come in, a change management consultant, an organizational development consultant, and he came in and interviewed all of us, helped align the organization, helped us think through our mission and vision, and I said, he brings happiness to the workplace. That's what I want to do. So I went to back to school and got my master's at Columbia University in organizational psychology.
So there's a very specific curriculum that goes with that particular profession then?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Interesting. And so what do you do now with that?
I work in human resources.
Okay.
So I discovered many years ago that I wanted to make people happy in the workplace. And so that has progressed to helping individuals and others, not just in a corporation, to find their happiness, which is where I am in my journey now with my book.
Interesting. So how did you arrive at finding out, like, that you're about anxiety and depression, and you've found a route that really helped you and all? When did you discover that you had these issues that were going on and stuff?
It started in high school, that I was crying myself to sleep every night, that I was not happy. I felt very alone and isolated, and I started seeking support and started seeing a therapist my senior year in high school. And then in college, we had a free counseling center that was included, and I started seeing a therapist weekly in college. That led to seeing psychiatrists and taking different medications. And so it was a long journey to get to where I am today. And I just knew throughout the journey that there had to be a natural solution, that there had to be other ways that I could support feeling happy, being happy, feeling good. And I sought everything and anything that I could out, which is what I talk about in the books as seven simple solutions to relieve anxiety and depression.
So anxiety and depression, generally, is there like an age or something that is going to be more prone or more enlightening to an individual? Now, we all know that women are more in touch with their feelings than guys are. Guys will kind of muddle through any kind of anxiety or depression kind of issues and stuff because it's not manly to talk about those kind of things. So women are a lot more open about it and things like that. Off air and stuff, we were talking about the statistics and things that come along with that. You were just incredible about what was happening.
Yeah, so everyone is different when people experience their symptoms or, you know, even anxiety at some level. We all experience it in some way, shape, or form. Stress is a normal part of life, and it's about how you handle it. And so the label anxiety, it doesn't have to mean like a diagnosis or something to that degree. And the same thing with depression. We experience blues and low times in our life, and we can get support for that just as well before it gets to anything that is diagnosable. Or the statistics and the research just show that in the early 20s is when many people start to really have those symptoms be more severe. But I think it definitely can happen at any time and in people's lives.
Now, that's interesting. And so you found that there are, or in your particular book and stuff, and the name of your book again is?
Vibrant, Happy You.
And you've got seven, what you consider to be simple solutions to reduce anxiety and depression and all. How did you come up with seven and stuff?
Well, in sharing my journey, I shared what worked for me and the seven most impactful practices that I used over the years to live the happy, healthy life that I live now. So I talk about meditation and starting with the mind and awareness, and meditation being more than just the mind, but really all the practices in the book are holistic and really encompass mind, body, and spirit. And then I also talk about yoga. So I am a certified yoga instructor. I actually teach here at HealthQuest.
Ah, HealthQuest.
On Tuesday nights, I teach a yoga class. And yoga was a large part of my healing journey. I talk about deep breathing, which meditation, yoga, and deep breathing are all very much connected. And I talk about healthy eating and the importance of greens and vegetables and water. So I'm not a nutritionist, but I touch upon that because, again, what we put into our body, just like what we put into our mind and feed our mind, is so important for us living truly happy and
right.
healthy lives.
All those are very, very good. We're going to take a little commercial break, so everybody just stay tuned, and we will be right back with Claire Rodriguez, the author of Vibrant Healthy You, 7 Simple Solutions to Reduce Anxiety and Depression.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And we are back at Get Healthy Hunterdon. This is Dr. Miola from Nutrimost of Flemington, Hunterdon County's most experienced healthcare provider and all. We've got a wonderful guest here today named Clara Rodriguez, and she is the author of a wonderful book about anxiety and depression and a journey that she had gone on. Her book is called Vibrant Happy You, and she talks about 7 simple solutions to reduce anxiety and depression. So, Claire, off air, we were talking about so many different things and all. Why don't we touch upon why you wrote this book? What is the fuel that made this book come from a concept to actual pages and stuff, or on the computer and all?
Yeah. So I wrote the book because after suffering so many years, like the majority of my life, with anxiety, depression, not feeling good, not, you know, knowing what my life was for and why I was here, when I discovered these solutions, when I started feeling better, when I started really enjoying my life, I was so excited. I wanted to share it with everyone. I wanted people who were down and out, people who get so stressed. You know, the book is really designed for high achievers. You know, being a high achiever myself, I put so much stress on myself, such high expectations, so much pressure that I think many high achievers do, and it doesn't have to be that way. There's so much success and so much goodness out there without the pressure.
Right.
We can be successful without beating ourselves up, without putting that pressure. And so I wanted to share these simple solutions that anyone can access with no money, just a little time.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to share it with the world. And I felt for a long time that I had a book and a message inside me. And so I started writing and figuring out how to write. Anyone can write a book. It just takes a team and some support.
Right. And that was one of the interesting things we were talking off air about and stuff. Just the whole process that you took upon yourself and the journey that you did. Why don't you tell the audience a little bit about that journey and stuff?
Sure. So I knew I wanted to write a book about three and a half years ago. And I started and I wrote an outline and then that's it. I went blank. I didn't know where to go from there. And so I stopped. And then I moved to New Jersey 2.5 years ago.
Oh, okay.
To Flemington.
Mm-hmm.
And I joined a team management and leadership program. And with the support of teams and teamwork and a great coach, and I wrote the book in 3 months. And then went through the publishing process to self-publish it. And 9 months later, the book is available.
Now, how do people get a hold of the book?
It's on Amazon,
okay.
Both in the Kindle version and the paperback format.
All right. So that itself, I mean, all the things and stuff, it's not just, you know, writing a book, coming up with a concept, first of all, like you said, you did an outline, then you started writing the actual pages that make up each chapter and things like that. Incredible, just finding the right people to kind of align yourself with and stuff that would give you that little bit of support when you weren't quite, you know, ready to go to the next level and things like that. It's just such a journey that you took. I mean, to look at you and stuff, you're vibrant, you're excited, you've got a sparkle in your eyes and stuff. And to look at you, it's kind of hard for an individual who's just meeting you to say, how the heck, but this woman's been depressed and anxiety type of thing. So such a turnaround that goes on. And it's interesting. So you take that energy and stuff and you put it into the class that you teach with the yoga, the book that you wrote with and everything, and just the individuals that are around you. So it must be incredible to you just, you know, personally and all.
I feel so accomplished and so proud and so blessed to be able to give back because, you know, when you're struggling or when you're suffering and you feel things are hopeless or things are very hard, you sometimes can't see that there is hope, that it can be different. And so I hope to inspire and empower others who may be in that place today or may be coming out of that place in order for them to see that it is possible and there's support out there, there's resources. Everything from my website to the book is about providing resources and bringing people together to connect them to so many wonderful tools that exist and wonderful practitioners that can provide support.
So you look at the body as similar to the way we look at it in our business and stuff and the office there and all, Nutrimost of Flemington and stuff, and as far as structural, nutritional, and emotional components and all. It's just interesting how so many different disciplines and stuff kind of see the body as, you know, that kind of an organization and things like that. So you deal with like huge organizations though, J&J and stuff, I think is where you work at and stuff you said. But it's interesting how you can take that down from like a huge corporation and work with individuals or have the book so well tuned that an individual person can see the benefits from it. And how did you come up with all that?
Well, I knew in my journey that just trying one thing didn't work, right? So just focusing on the physical body alone didn't provide what I was looking for. Meditating alone when I was just meditating didn't fully do it. So it really was a lot of, you know, the 7 practices all together holistically, mm-hmm. gratitude and generosity and eating well, right? Because I could work out all that I wanted to or meditate and do yoga and then eat something that didn't sit well with me and I would feel horrible. So it's all connected, the mind, the body, and your heart and your soul, it's all connected. And if we focus on only one area, we're not doing ourselves justice and we will not accomplish the optimal state of well-being that we're all seeking.
Right. And so it's that journey. Nobody arrives at it just like, you know, one day they wake up and boom, they're there. But it's a journey and things like that from what I'm gathering and all. And your journey has spanned, not that you're a youngster and things like that. I mean, for many years, though, and stuff, and a lot of experience that you've come across in as far as things that work, things that didn't work real well, and probably things that were just, we're not going to say failure, but didn't for you or in right. your case and stuff, get the results that you were looking for and all. So it's quite a journey that people have to go on and stuff. And it's nice to have a manual, if we could call it and stuff, the Vibrant Happy You that you wrote to enlighten people and as far as at least seven steps that they can take to move themselves from, you know, maybe just beginning stages of anxiety or depression and stuff or full-blown to a level that they're, again, once again, healthy and happy with themselves and all. And that's just an incredible thing. You must really feel good inside about all that.
Absolutely. I included a workbook at the end because people do need like a step-by-step guide. It's 21 days long so that people can really develop some healthy habits.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, it doesn't happen overnight. It does take some time. It takes practice for us to develop new ways of being and thinking and acting. And it takes support. And so I talk about getting a buddy and sharing with people. And so the workbook at the end really supports folks in having the tools and support and structure to be successful in what they want to accomplish.
Right. That in itself probably took a lot of groundwork and things. And as far as not just writing the book, and even though you were living through it and stuff, people would say, oh, it was easy for her. You delved into a lot of information and stuff. You wanted to make sure that the things that you were telling people were correct and proven and all. And then to come up with a workbook at the end and all. So this is it's a bargain in as far as a manual and stuff to get from where you're think you're at and stuff to where you really need to be and all, but it's just an incredible journey.
Yeah, I had two amazing editors that helped along the way and had the book turn out as great as it did. I also have citations and a whole bibliography with some research for people that would like to go deeper into any one area.
Right. And that's always the thing, you know, coming from a background that I do and stuff, you know, we don't generally like, you know, to have just, you know, hearsay information and stuff, anecdotal and stuff. I always like to dab into, like, you know, what's the proven, what's the research that goes along with it. So this has got it all complete and all, which is incredible. And that in itself can take a huge amount of time, just getting the research and, you know, digesting all that information and stuff and then putting it back into layman's terms, as we would call it, and stuff to be able to absorb it and all.
It's about a 9-month journey.
9-month journey and stuff. And look at how quickly and stuff it's all about. Now, how long has the book been out?
It was released on February 5th.
Wow. Oh, just recently then. Okay. So this is, and it's almost like you gave birth to this then, right?
Yes.
It's so like, you know, and now and stuff, you know, it's like an infant and stuff, you know, you're looking at it, you're getting feedback about it and all, and there's probably something else that's going to be coming on, like the workbook that you were talking about, and I think you were even off air and stuff, we were talking about maybe even like some follow-up workshops or something that you were working on.
Yeah, I'm creating an 8-week wellness workshop.
Oh, wow.
Program that will be coming shortly. And for right now, I'm having several launch events to get the book out and talk to people. So on Sunday, which is yesterday, my goodness, it seems like such a long time ago. Yesterday, I was at Safe Harbor Child Access Center right down the street on Main Street here. And we had a yoga event that was a fundraiser for the center. And you know, 20% of all the book proceeds do go to a local charity because any organization that has a similar mission of empowering and uplifting people and communities is what the book is all about. So I'm looking for partnerships. I love partnering with people so that the book can really make a difference where it where it matters.
Excellent. Very, very good. We're going to do a little commercial break, and we're going to be right back. So everyone, please stand by and stuff for Clara Rodriguez. She's the author of an excellent book called Vibrant Healthy, Vibrant Happy You and stuff, and those seven simple solutions to reduce anxiety and depression.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Virginia's governor promises to remain in office despite widespread calls for his resignation. Ralph Northam is trying to distance himself from a racist photo in his 1984 medical school yearbook.
When I was confronted with the images yesterday, I was appalled that they appeared on my page, but I believe then and now that I am not either of the people in that photo.
Northam still faces a chorus of people calling for his resignation. He says he hadn't seen the yearbook until the picture surfaced on Friday. Republican House Speaker Kirk Cox says taking action against him may not be the best course.
And obviously on impeachment, that's a very high standard. And so I think that's why we've called for the resignation. We hope that's what the governor does.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
Ahead of the State of the Union address, President Trump has decided to speak out about several military issues. After the president said sending U.S. troops to Venezuela was an option on the table, Margaret Brennan on CBS's Face the Nation asked him if he would personally negotiate with Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro to convince him he should leave office.
Well, he has requested a meeting, and I've turned it down because we're very far along in the process. You have a young and energetic gentleman, but you have other people within that same group that have been if you talk about democracy, it's really democracy in action.
He also said he wanted to leave U.S. forces in Iraq so he could keep a close eye on Iran. He also claimed that Defense Secretary James Mattis resigned because he told him to do it. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The New England Patriots are champions of the National Football League once again.
Yes, it's still a dynasty.
The call on the Patriot Radio Network as they beat the Los Angeles Rams 13-3. For most of the game, it was a defensive struggle. The score was tied 3-3. Then midway through the fourth quarter, Patriot quarterback Tom Brady took over and led the Patriots on a 67-yard drive. That ended by a 2-yard touchdown run by Sony Michel that proved to be the game-winning score. The Patriots added a field goal at the very end. New England wins their sixth Super Bowl championship. Ram fans were disappointed, but Patriot fans were ecstatic.
Oh, six, baby! Six! That's all I got to say!
Go Pats! Heck yeah! Brady number six!
President Trump may face challenges within his own party in 2020. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
Former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld plans to headline Politics and Eggs in New Hampshire in 2 weeks, a must-stop for White House hopefuls. And Maryland Governor Larry Hogan expressed interest this week to CNN.
I'm not protesting every day about every issue, but when I stand up and certainly let people know when I disagree or when I think something is going on that I don't think is right.
And an email this week by former Ohio Governor John Kasich's political group reminded supporters that many have suggested Governor Kasich should run, and he is keeping all of his options on the table. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And we are back. This is Dr. Miola at Get Healthy Hunterdon, and we are sponsored by Nutrimost of Flemington. Nutrimost of Flemington is an exciting and very, very good program for individuals who are looking to, number one, lose weight, number two, get their health, restore their health back together. And we look at the body as a triad and stuff. So we look at you structurally, emotionally, and mentally. We have a custom design program that helps move you from where you're at to where you need to be and stuff. What happens is it allows your body to be back in harmony and not in chaos every time you drink something, eat something, or think something. So with all those things moving in the right direction, you can't help but get better. And the program works, and it works very well, and it's a long-lasting program. So please stop by at the office. We're at 174 North Route 31, Flemington, New Jersey, and the telephone number is 908-824-7217, and the website is info@njthin.com. Now, let's get back to our guest, and our guest is incredible and stuff. The journey that she's taken, her name is Clara Rodriguez, and she has written a wonderful book for everybody and stuff called Vibrant Happy You, 7 Simple Solutions to Reduce Anxiety and Depression. And off air, we were talking about a number of things and all, because you just can't believe this vibrant, this energetic, sparkling woman that's sitting across the table from me and stuff. But we were talking about a little bit about partnerships and the things that she feels near and dear to her heart and stuff, and why she chooses to partner up with things. So, Clara, why don't you tell us a little bit about more about what we were talking about with these partnerships, the things you're looking for in a partnership, and where you want to go with them and how you want to do it.
Sure. So when I wrote the book, I knew it was one tool, but I really am committed that people get access and experience the gifts and the tools from yoga, meditation. I even talk about dance in the book as a way to move the body and feel good. And so there are so many people that have not tried these different modalities or have misconceptions about what each of them is, or don't feel comfortable trying out a dance class, a yoga class, or meditation. And so I'm looking to partner with groups and organizations that can make these modalities available to communities that could benefit, to individuals that could benefit. So 20% of my book proceeds go to raise funds to make that available.
Wow, that's incredible.
I am partnering with a yoga studio in New Providence through the book sales to have 5 free community classes for folks that have not checked out yoga. So that's one partnership. I also align with organizations whose missions are to empower and uplift people, which is the mission of the work that I'm doing, which is why I partnered with Safe Harbor here in Flemington, the Child Access Centers right down the street. Their mission of supporting resilience and hope in the community by empowering individuals and families really touched me. I love the work that they are doing to keep families united, to keep families strong and empower children as well as their parents. And they have a great teen group that you don't really hear a lot about. We had a teen suicide here in Flemington not too long ago.
Yeah.
And so that location really is providing a great place for teens to come together, to have a safe space, to connect. In the cold months, you know, they can't be in parks and things like that. So to have a great place to be themselves, they do a lot of art and a lot of work to express themselves, and it's just a wonderful place. So we had a yoga class there.
Oh, okay.
And fundraiser for the book, and I'd love to continue to do that and have the community come out and learn what that organization is all about and create other partnerships where people can experience the benefits of yoga and meditation.
Mm. That's an excellent organization, because you and I both know, having lived through it, as well as, you know, what we read about in the papers and just the statistic-wise and stuff like that, the adolescent or the teenage years and stuff nowadays seem to be the most difficult, in as far as all the different choices that they have to make, the peer pressure that's upon them, the expectations that are coming out of them and stuff. And to have a book like this, an individual like yourself and an organization like that to help support them throughout that difficult time and all is just incredible.
Yeah, if we could empower young people with the right mindset, with healthy food choices that would have them feel good, if they could get the exercise and the movement. So much of our lifestyle is sedentary that it doesn't support us in really living vibrantly and healthy and active lives that we need in order to be our best. And so, you know, sharing these tools and resources with young people will just make a huge difference. And I love doing that.
Right. And the important thing is, if we can set up some good habits at that age and things like that, when they get out into the workforce and stuff, they'll continue on those healthy habits and stuff, you know, getting motion into their body, eating a little bit better, you know, thinking a little bit better about things and all that. You know, we should have a much better society if we can kind of take a look at that. But, you know, here you are, which is excellent, planting the seeds in these young minds and stuff that are so, you know, dying for, like, you know, the proper movement and things to go with and stuff, and instead of getting all their information from the TV or the, you know, the internet and stuff, actually having a physical person in front of them and stuff who's lived it and can experience what you've gone through and stuff. That's incredible.
Absolutely. In the book, I talk about a lot of apps and different resources, because technology can support all of us
mm-hmm.
in having reminders and structures and support. So there's so many ways that we can learn about these modalities in order to get access to them, that it's just about exposure sometimes for people to begin checking it out.
Right. So we had talked about why you choose different organizations to partnership with and all. Did you ever think about starting your own program and things like that, or partnership?
So I am on a journey to start my own nonprofit.
Oh, okay.
And
oh,
so,
interesting.
Yeah. So I'm looking for people that would like to partner with that. I have a couple of other yoga instructors that are interested, but it takes a board and it takes a group of people to have a
right.
very successful nonprofit. And I think in the meantime, partnering with currently existing groups that mm-hmm. have a like mission is perfect.
Excellent. Very, very good and all. So that's always nice to know that, you know, somebody who's lived the journey, you know, you've gone through and you've written this book, The Vibrant Happy You, and the seven simple solutions to reduce anxiety and depression, you know, you're showing that it can be done and stuff, which is a very, very nice pathway for people to follow then and all. So excellent. And then a nonprofit. So you're looking for a butcher, a baker, a candlestick maker?
You know, people that are committed to wellness, people that, you know, finance person is definitely a strength that would be required. Someone who's good at leading events and organizing and managing, like a program manager, is definitely needed. And health-minded people and folks that love giving of themselves and contributing. I think that's really all it takes is someone who's interested and willing to work together to create something.
Very good. We're going to take a little commercial break, and we're going to be right back with Clara Rodriguez. She's the author of an excellent book you need to get a hold of called Vibrant Happy You.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
The traffic is stuck.
Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on 100 in Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provide sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. 100 in Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And we are back with Get Healthy Hunterdon, and this is Dr. Miola from Nutrimost of Flemington. And you've been listening to a very exciting show that we've had here today. And this is Clara Rodriguez, and she's the author of a brilliant book and stuff called Vibrant Happy You, Seven Simple Solutions to Reduce Anxiety and Depression. And many of you are thinking, sitting there and saying, oh, well, I'm not depressed. I don't have anxiety and stuff. But it's interesting to find out who would really benefit from this book. So, Clara, why don't we talk a little bit about the who in the who, what, when, where, and why about this book. And who could benefit and stuff? Is there a specific age? Is there a specific gender? Social economics and all? I think anxiety and depression spans the whole gamut of society and all. And you've got an excellent, as far as blueprint for moving from these things to a much healthier life.
Yeah, absolutely. So I wrote the book with high achievers in mind, people who stress themselves out through their expectations and the pressure that they put on themselves, and people who are, that are already successful, but don't make the time to slow down, that schedule everything perhaps, or have a busy schedule and don't schedule in well-being. And so the book is designed chapter by chapter to support mind, body, and spirit holistically, and has tips and suggestions for each chapter. And then at the end, there's a checklist to ensure that you're taking care of yourself holistically, and allows you to track, where are you missing maybe something.
Oh, okay.
And then the workbook at the end is a 21-day journey that walks you through step by step, you know, from morning meditation or evening meditation, if that's better for you. You know, making sure that you are putting in gratitude and appreciation to raise your vibration. So there's some yoga poses, some simple things that you can do at home. And so the book really is designed for anyone that could use those extra support, those extra structures, that is committed to taking on a 21-day journey and can use some guidance. Someone who wants to feel better, that, you know, wherever they are on the spectrum of dealing with stress or feeling low, that they have something to pick up and support them wherever they are.
And that's what a lot of people need and stuff. You know, a lot of people know, I have to do something, I have to eat better, sleep better, think better and all, but they don't have the tools or a manual to do it and all. So this is an excellent, you know, piece of the puzzle that was missing for so many of us. And, you know, whether you're a type A personality, whether you're a CEO, a president, a vice president, or just, you know, somebody who's, you know, has their own, you know, business and stuff, would do it and stuff. Or if you work for, you know, hourly and things like that, everybody puts, like you said, undue necessary stress on themselves and all. And, you know, like you said, we need to take a step back, learn to breathe. Number one, a lot of us don't breathe and stuff. Number two, breathe better and stuff. Do some simple little stresses. We find that, you know, chiropractically, to keep the spine properly aligned, you get the nerves firing properly and it works much, much better. You put good food in, you're going to get good thoughts out and all. And then the meditation, the yoga, all comes together.
Yep, deep breathing is a whole chapter in the book.
Is it?
Because
okay.
of its importance, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's the thing. When we were kids and stuff, we ran around, you know, we screamed and carried on. Now we're in the corporate, you know, situation and stuff. You can't yell and scream, run around and things like that, and we kind of are suppressing a lot of those natural things that go on. You know, I love going for walks with my dog because she's just so natural and stuff. You know, she barks, she runs around, she has happy dances and stuff. I mean, she lives for the moment.
Yeah, move. You know, the dog is moving and running. When do we make time to jump and run? And, you know, even sometimes in our fitness classes, we're not moving the body completely, or we're tense during our workouts. So what is it that we can do to really focus that attention on how we're moving and what types of movement we're doing, and making sure that we get enough movement in our day-to-day?
Very good. And movement, we find, is very, very important and all. With the few minutes that we have left and stuff, and again, this hour just flies by and stuff. So, again, how can people get a hold of you? Is there a website? Is there a newsletter? Is there how can they get a hold of the book? What are your plans coming up in the next couple of months, couple of year and things like that? How can they find where you're going to be next?
Awesome. So the best way to get all the information is on my website. It's claravee.com. So that's C-L-A-R-A-V for vibrant.com. And on the website, there's a link directly to the Amazon page where you can get a copy of the book in Kindle or paperback. All the events are on there. There's a link directly to the Facebook community and group where we share resources and support one another in what works for you, because you might have something that works for you that can work for someone else, and it's about sharing resources and sharing stories because I know what worked for me, and you will discover for yourself what works for you. And the book is an exploration for you to discover what works for you.
Excellent. And we find that people that live into the centurions, they're called and all, what they do is they have a support group. They exercise every day. They eat good food. Okay. They get good rest and all. So this is another component to make sure, or make us more aware and make us a better person to be able to become those centurions.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Well, Clara, I want to thank you for coming on and stuff and allowing our radio audience to find out a little bit more about you, what your story was all about, and this excellent book that they're going to go out and get now called Vibrant, Happy You, Seven Simple Solutions to Reduce Anxiety and Depression by the author Clara Rodriguez, V for Vibrant. I love that. So do you have any final thoughts that we need to say?
Just thank you so much for your time. Thanks to everyone who took a moment to listen. And if there's anyone that you know could benefit from this, you know, share the link, share the website so that others can benefit from the resources that are available.
Very good. Excellent. Well said and all. Well, with that, we're going to close the doors on another wonderful hour here at the Get Healthy Hunterdon, and we look forward to seeing everybody next week. And again, remember, stay healthy and happy in Hunterdon.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Virginia's governor promises to remain in office despite widespread calls for his resignation. Ralph Northam is trying to distance himself from a racist photo in his 1984 medical school yearbook.
When I was confronted with the images yesterday, I was appalled that they appeared on my page, but I believe then and now that I am not either of the people in that photo.
Northam still faces a chorus of people calling for his resignation. He says he hadn't seen the yearbook until the picture surfaced on Friday. Republican House Speaker Kirk Cox says taking action against him may not be the best course.
And obviously on impeachment, that's a very high standard. And so I think that's why we've called for the resignation. We hope that's what the governor does.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's Home Advisor. Home Advisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that Home Advisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
Home Advisor.
ahead of the State of the Union address, President Trump has decided to speak out about several military issues. After the president said sending U.S. troops to Venezuela was an option on the table, Margaret Brennan on CBS's Face the Nation asked him if he would personally negotiate with Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro to convince him he should leave office.
Well, he has requested a meeting, and I've turned it down because we're very far along in the process. You have a young and energetic gentleman, but you have other people within that same group that have been if you talk about democracy, it's really democracy in action.
He also said he wanted to leave U.S. forces in Iraq so he could keep a close eye on Iran. He also claimed that Defense Secretary James Mattis resigned because he told him to do it. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.